Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On News 95.5 and AM 750, WSB. Depend on it.
It's O'Neill Outside. On News 95.5 and AM 750, WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls, from the Black Powder headquarters in the Bojangles studio high in the mountains of North Georgia. O'Neill Outside presents Real Tree Radio. Welcome to a brand new unused Saturday morning. I feel good. Yes, indeed. I feel good, too, and so does, what's his name, Brown? Yeah, the singer there. And so welcome to the program, everyone. If I seem a little goofy this morning, that's more than usual. I'm recovering from some surgeries, and boy, this is some great drugs they give you. But it makes your brain turn upside down. Six after the hour. If you'd like to join us on the program this morning in the second hour of O'Neill Outside, you may call us at 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. I'll take a moment to ask that you watch O'Neill Outside television. Yes, indeed. On the Pursuit Channel, Fox Sports Networks all over the country, and the Hunt Channel, and Tough TV, and on and on and on, and it's on almost every day. And this week is a preview, if you will, of the next few weeks' television shows. We're in the second hour of O'Neill Outside, so we'll have the Silent Hero account, we'll have the Medal of Honor, and we'll have so many other things to talk about this morning. And if you want to watch O'Neill Outside, other than those networks, they all are available for you to see on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and put in O'Neill Outside, or at O'NeillOutside.com. Just click on television and you'll get a description of the shows, and you can watch every single one of those programs, as you will be on many other networks very soon. So we've got a lot of things to handle, and I hope you'll stick with us and maybe get some accounts and some of your questions answered. I see that we've already got some calls coming in here. We'll wait about those for a few seconds, Jim and others, and we'll get to you promptly. This is O'Neill Outside, the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the world. Believe that? Started 27 years ago. I'm getting old. And this is O'Neill, and at 40 seconds after the hour, and a minute and 30. Oh. Hey, listen, I'm getting tired. I'll be back. Well, welcome back. We have Mac on the line with the Ram Fishing Report, but we have a couple of calls I want to get to first, so we'll ask Mac to hold on, because I had asked in the first hour about what any of you ever met some of the television fishing stars. And Ed is calling on line number two here, or three. And good morning, Ed.
Hey, O'Neill. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Who did you meet, and what did you think of it?
Well, as you recall, I was working for the company that had Orlando and Roland on the air at the Nashville Network back
okay,
in the day.
Okay, I remember
life.
That.
And I remember... Well, none of them as nice as you.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, I'm a little biased, but Orlando was probably one of the smartest guys, business-wise, that I carried in or out of the business.
I agree.
Roland Martin was a fishing fool. I've never seen anybody that was so focused on fishing as Roland Martin. And of course, his many awards was proof of that. But I mean, he could stand and fish, or sit and fish on his boat, and with one hand, and the other hand, he'd have a can of Spam that he'd let slide out, and with one hand, he'd slice off a slice of Spam onto a couple of crackers and never miss a feed fish.
That's good. That's great.
It's good to hear your voice.
Well, it's a pleasure to chat with you, and that was a good reminiscence. Roland Martin and Orlando Wilson. How about that? And you're right. Orlando is a big time businessman.
Yeah, man. He's a smart cookie, no doubt about it.
You bet.
In or out of the business, in my experience.
There you go. Well, I'm glad you called, Ed.
Well, you know, don't end up a poster boy for the opioid epidemic now.
Okay, I'm sliding off of these things as we go, but I had no idea from surgery that the effect of these pain pills and so forth and the anesthesia for the surgery would last so long.
All right. Well, you got to be careful.
Yeah, you got to.
My best to Gail as well here.
Good deal. Thanks, pal.
You bet, O'Neill. Take care now.
You bet. See you there. Okay, now let's talk to Jim. Jim has met some of these people too. Jim Morrow. Good morning, Jim. Or is that Jim from Monroe? I'm sorry. Good morning, Jim.
Jim from Monroe here, sir.
Jim from Monroe. Thanks for calling, sir. Who is it of the TV stars that you've met?
Hank Parker, Jimmy Johnson, and also Hank's son that was a car driver. The one thing that I noticed, just like yourself, when I've talked to you many times at different sportsmen's outings, mm-hmm. they all intently listen. They make sure of what they think that you said and heard before they ever do anything. And it has taught me to try to listen better than what I ever have before.
Well, isn't that a nice compliment? Thank you very much.
Well, you know, I mean, you deserve it. You have worked out here for this industry and for us guys to enjoy things. And a lot of people just don't know how much information and how much knowledge that you have that you're willing to share with us if we'll just shut our mouths and listen after we ask you a question.
Well, that's a very kind observance, and I appreciate the comment, and you are correct. People, it's funny that when a lot of people that I meet, and the first thing they do is they'll say, it must be nice to go just hunt and fish all the time.
Yeah, they don't seem to know all the things that you have to do on the backside, like go out and get your advertisers and try to meet your obligations not only to your family but also to the show and how you've made your family and yourself successful. It didn't just pop up and bite you on the ear. You had to actually work and earn it.
I know that, and I'll get to the next caller, and you're very kind with those comments, but people will ask me sometimes, and I'll spend whatever time you want. They'll say, what do I need to do to have a fishing show on the air? And I say, the first thing I say is, if you're not in college, go to college and learn how to communicate and sell. It has very little to do with your ability to catch a fish.
I would have to say amen to what you're saying.
Yeah, that's being able to go fishing's got nothing to do with it.
Right, and by the way, I want to thank you again for telling me to stay in the woods, because hopefully this year I've already got two really nice 8 and 10 pointers coming by again. So I'm going to remember what you said. Stay in the stand. Don't worry about the wind. Just shut up, listen, and watch.
That's exactly right. Well put. Glad you called, pal, and I appreciate the kind comments.
Anytime. Thank you very much.
You bet, Jim. Thanks for calling, sir. Okay, at 17 after the hour, let's talk. Let's get our Ram fishing report from Mac. Captain Mac, what do you say?
Good morning, O'Neill. How are you?
Lovely. It's summertime, isn't it?
It is summertime. Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. We can verify that. It's been hot out there.
That's right.
Getting a little bit of a reprieve, I think, this week with some cloud cover and some rain, so it might get a little damp, but it's going to be cooler. But, yeah, definitely dog days of summer, and that's a good thing, though. That means fish bite. At least on the striper side, there's a lot of stripers being caught all over the southeast, guys on this deep water bite, and, you know, a lot of power reeling, downlining a live herring, at least on lakes where herring are legal. And you check that. Some of them don't even have herring, but the bait of choice, the downline, umbrellas, and then when you find them, switch over to the power reeling very typical summer stuff, but the bite's good. I know if it's Hartwell, they're just killing it. Dolphin chain. Clark Hill's fishing real well, too. And we're catching a decent number of Lanier. We're getting a pretty good bite. So it's very, very – it's time to go fishing.
I wish that we – of course, we can't do it here, but this your terminology about power reeling, have you demonstrated that enough on the television shows that you do that you think people that get in a boat with you know what that is?
I think a lot of guys in North Georgia probably do, but outside that area, I think it's very underutilized.
Well, that sure is an effective way to catch them, I'll tell you that.
Oh, it's remarkable, and it's very, what's a good word? It's very, I like it because you're holding the rod, you're fishing, and you're holding the
rod.
You're
angling.
The bite
Yes.
And sometimes the bite, when you're reeling that jig up or a spoon or whatever you're powering pretty quick, it's almost violent. I mean, when the bite, but on the flip side of that, when you're dropping your bait, same thing, whether it's a spoon, whether it's a jig, a lead head with a shad body, the bite's incredibly subtle. If you're not paying attention, you'll never catch that fish.
You betcha.
Otherwise, yeah, and we'll have to talk more about it. We'll try and shoot some more video maybe and get it out there because it really is a good technique. If you're not using it, you're not catching any fish as you could.
That's, matter of fact, if you have a video about that, you probably have already done it. I don't go to Facebook all that often, but if you could put that on Facebook, I'm sure people would either on my Facebook page or yours for that power reeling, because that's very effective, and I want people to keep that in mind and give it a try. It sure does work, doesn't it?
Yes. If you need to put it in your bag of tricks, and what I'll do, O'Neill, I know we've got some footage. If everybody's listening or watch early in the week, we'll put a video up on your site. We'll post one. Share one to your site so you can get an idea of the techniques. We can talk about it, but you really need that visual verification, I think, to understand it.
Well, one of the things
that makes the lesson come full circle.
And one of the things, and I've only got about 40 seconds here, is in that video, and so that people might watch, they're going to be surprised at the size of the spoon.
Yeah, don't let that intimidate you. We'll talk about that more next week. Yeah, it's not too big, believe me. I'll prove it to you. It's not too big.
Yeah, and it's 8 inches or 9 inches long?
They make one boat. There's 8 or 9, and neither one of them are too big. So most of them use 8 here.
That's exactly right. Mac, have a great weekend, pal.
Do the same. Hope you recover well, and you don't sound any goofier than usual to me. So that makes you feel better.
Well put, and I don't feel any – well, I do too. All right, pal.
Okay.
Have a good weekend. I'll see you soon. I'm glad you called. It's 22 after the hour. This is O'Neill outside. And if you stay right there, we'll talk further.
It's time for the Ronnie Thames Silent Hero Foundation Award, brought to you by Fire Aid.
When I semi-mashed in – smashed, that is, into the back of a pickup on Interstate 135 in Park City, Kansas, the driver of the burning pickup was trapped inside. Two Wichita area men helped try to save the driver at the scene of the crash, and now the Kansas Highway Patrol has named them honorary troopers. Here's what happened. John Werner used a fire extinguisher like that to put out a fire on the pickup. Jeremy Minges of Park City entered the cab of the burning pickup, where he and a paramedic were able to free the driver. As other first responders were arriving, Minges began life-preserving measures. The driver of the pickup was Ricardo Torres. These two brave men are commended for the assistance they provided. Their heroic actions came at a great personal risk, and each of them is an extraordinary example to the citizens of Kansas. Torres, 69 years old, had been in the median of I-135 near 61st North when he pulled into the inside southbound lane, and that's when the semi-truck hit the pickup from behind. We're proud to serve in a state with wonderful citizens like Jeremy Minges and John Werner. Menjes is a lieutenant with the Wichita Fire Department. He said in an interview, silent heroes, people that you never heard of. 27 after the hour, and that is sponsored by the Ronnie Thames Foundation, sponsors the Silent Hero Award. Okay, it's 27 after the hour, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Let's move the can of stuff right here. And then let's talk to Richard. And Richard is calling from West Virginia. Good morning, Richard. Good to hear from you this morning. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm better than nothing, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I heard you talk about the pain that you were having and you were taking those opioids.
Yes.
After one of my surgeries, I had to take that hydrocortisone, and I took three of them. That was it. I just suffered the pain. That stuff is nasty. It is nasty. You can't even operate. You can't even function with taking stuff like that. So I said, forget about this. You know, I was just wondering if, just a suggestion, I don't know if you ever made it, because it is summertime. Did you ever play that song like an intro or out song or something that goes like, summertime, 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 summertime,
summertime. I remember the music, yes.
You have played it?
Yes, I have.
That's a good one. Here's what I wanted to ask you. Okay. If your goal is to get a blue marlin, you know, and have a mound like I've heard that some people do, and I just wonder, what is the procedure you have to go to? Because I know, I've heard you mention Costa Rica. You have to get some kind of a guide. Have you ever done that? Have you ever been one on one of those great big boats where you're there and you have that outrigger and you sit there and wait for it and maybe been involved in catching a fish? I just wonder, what's it cost? What all do you have to go through if you want to be one of those big game hunters, or not a big game hunter, but get a trophy fish? What all is involved in that? Is there a lot of cost? I'm sure there's a lot of cost involved, but what all is involved in that? How would you go about doing something like that?
Money has to be no object. If you're going to say, I wonder how much this cost, then that blue marlin fishing and big game fishing is not your cup of tea.
Okay.
Money is no object. I would tell you, in my experience, the place to go to catch the most fish with first-class accommodations, food, safety, all of those things in consideration, my recommendation is Crocodile Bay Resort in Costa Rica. And I tell you that because it's my experience, you will catch more fish each time you go. I know that Travis and I fished in Costa Rica, and we caught 17 in one day. Now, that was very unusual. How much does it cost? I would tell you, with your airplane travel and big game boat and all everything that goes with it, it'll cost you somewhere in the territory of $1,500 per day. And that's not much to do that. The number one big game fishing destination in the world is probably off the coast of Australia on the Great Barrier Reef. And then all the cost of doing that would be in the territory of $10,000 a day. As you see,
okay,
what I mean? So, money is no object.
Okay, money being no object. I was just wondering, because I've seen people out there doing it, and I just wondered, what do you have to go through? It's not that I can do it, but I just wonder if you've ever done anything like that, been sitting in the big seat of one of those boats, and then they say fish on, and you get yourself, you see these blue marlin, that's just one of the fish, like a tuna or something like that, and you see them pulling those things in, it takes hours to get them in. I just wondered where you have to go, what all you had to do.
It's
not that I could do it, but I just wondered if you've ever done it or what all
was
involved in doing it.
It's easily done off of the internet, but you always need to have references so that you can. But it's safe. It's available to the an American to do that, and there's not very many hoops that you have to jump through to get it done. It's easy. It's a lifetime adventure. And quite frankly, one of the prerequisites for me was to always determine that where you go is a safe location.
Have you ever been in that situation? Have you ever been one sitting on that boat?
Oh, yes. I've done that many times.
You get one of those great big fish. I just used a blarg bluemore. I could talk about a tuna. I could talk about a lot of those big fish you see like that. So many times you've been sitting on that boat when one of those got hooked on and you were able to, and you pulled it in.
Yes, I have done that. And let me comment too quickly that when I did that in Costa Rica at Crocodile Bay, this makes it even more exciting because you use artificial bait without a hook, and you tease the fish, the sailfish, you tease him up close to the boat. He will follow the bait, and then you make a cast to him after you see him. So that adds to the thrill because you get to be the angler. You cast and you see him bite. And it is a thrill beyond compare.
Yeah, so I imagine that'd be a thrill of a lifetime.
You bet it is.
So you have done it. And
yes.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
All you right, bet. You bet. Thank you for calling, Richard. There we go. And let's see, 33 after the hour. I've got a couple of minutes here. Let's talk to Kevin. And Kevin is calling from Gainesville, Georgia. Good morning, Kevin. You're on the air.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Good deal. I like crawfish, and I was just wondering if the crawfish that you could buy in the store, the crawfish that they care, you know, that you catch in Louisiana. I know there's a difference in the size because I had never seen a big old crawfish in North Georgia, but I wonder if it's the same thing. Crawfish that you can catch around here?
No, it's not the same thing, but it's good. It's not the same thing. No, that's a different species. But I would tell. Are you a fisherman, Kevin?
I love to go fishing, but I wouldn't call myself a fisherman.
Well, let me give you a tip. Since you brought up the thing about the crawfish, let me give you a tip about that. And for the other people that are listening right now, you can purchase live crawfish over the internet and have them delivered to you here in Georgia. Live crawfish. And then if you will use live crawfish around the docks at lakes all over the South, light line, very small little jig or a weight, and cast a live crawfish under the docks, you will catch a spotted bass or a largemouth with every crawfish that you bought.
Really?
Every single one. Because those fish are underneath the dock, and the crawfish are tough. They remain alive. You put them on a hook and cast them up underneath that dock, and you'll get bit every single time.
So how do you hook a crawfish to keep them alive?
You just put it underneath the hard shell on his back.
Okay.
And he'll swim underneath the dock. He'll swim underneath there, and man, you can get bit by some big bass. Give it a try sometime. And then I got to go. But then the crawfish that you don't use while you're fishing, you take them home and boil them and eat them.
Yes, sir. All right.
Mighty fine, Kevin. Glad you called, pal.
All right, buddy. I'm good.
You bet. See you later. This is O'Neill outside. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. The SB Radio Nation nationally, WSB AM and 95.5 FM. We have more outdoors headed your way. And call us with the TV stars that you may have met. I'll be back. And at 40 minutes after the hour, it's time for the very special portion of our program called the Medal of Honor Tribute.
Honor, courage, and strength of character. These qualities are embodied by the recipients of the Medal of Honor. Now let's recognize this week's Medal of Honor recipient on O'Neill Outside.
Specialist Ty Carter, U.S. Army, 2009, Afghanistan. While serving as a scout with a Bravo troop, Carter and his comrades awakened to an attack of an estimated 300 enemy fighters with rifles, rocket-propelled grenades, anti-aircraft machine guns, mortars, and small arms fire. Specialist Carter reinforced a forward battle position, ran twice through a 100-yard gauntlet of enemy fire to resupply ammunition, and voluntarily remained there to defend that position. Armed with only a carbine M4, Specialist Carter placed accurate, deadly fire on the enemy, beating back the assault force and preventing the position from being overrun over several hours. With complete disregard for his own safety, and in spite of his own wounds, he ran through a hail of enemy machine gun fire to rescue a critically wounded soldier who had been pinned down in an exposed position. Carter rendered life-extending first aid and carried him to cover. On his own initiative, Carter again ran through enemy fire to check on a fallen soldier and recovered the squad's radio whereby he directed fire. Carter assisted in moving the wounded soldier 100 yards through enemy fire to the aid station before he returned to the fight. Specialist Carter's heroic action and tactical skill were critical to the defense of the combat position. Specialist Ty Carter, Medal of Honor recipient, 42 after the hour. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255, 542. Give me a call and tell me, with whom have you met? Did you meet Bill Dance, Hank Parker, Jimmy Houston, Roland Martin? I'd love to have your impression when you did that. All of them are great guys, and they are television stars. And one of the stars that we were reminded of last week from Milton Crabapple, he had an uncle that was on television, and his name was Gadabout Crabapple. And, of course, we enjoyed that that description. So maybe take a moment here to make a couple of recommendations for you. Number one, if you'll visit O'Neill Outside Amazon or O'Neill Outside website, you will see on the homepage a book that I've written. It's called O'Neill Outside, People and Places Along the Way, 65 Years in the Outdoors. And it's not the great American novel by any means, but it's a series of essays, observations about the places and people that I've met along the way with 65 years in the outdoors, relatives, non-relatives, tournament experiences, guides, and so on. If you'd like to read about that, I would urge you maybe to give it a try. You can go to Amazon, get an e-version, or a print version, and in the next couple of weeks, an audible version, and I'll read the book to you. How about that? And if you could do that, maybe it'll be worthwhile to you. Secondly, by going to O'NeillOutside.com, you'll see there on the homepage the Zach Brown Guestbook, and we invite your comments on the Zach Brown Guestbook about the show. If you have a question, an observation, a recommendation, and if we use that comment on the television show, then Zach Brown will send to you a Zach Brown Southern Grind knife. And it's a knife that you'll want to keep for a long, long time. I can guarantee you that. It's a legacy knife. Yeah, that's right. It's a legacy knife. It's one you keep forever. And We've got a lot of calls coming in now. As soon as I get some of those names, we'll handle that. So are we covering everything? Oh, I forgot to tell you, at Cherokee County Toyota and three of the Horsetown stores, if you'd like to have an O'Neill, a signed O'Neill outside hat, you can go there and get them free. If you don't want to do that, you can go to O'NeillOutside.com website store, and you can purchase the book and the caps there. And if you, oh, I forgot to tell you, at the book, or pardon me, at the website, if you purchase the book, I will personally sign to whomever you are and sign the book. So it's a signed copy of the book. And $1 from every sale of the book goes to the Ronnie Thames Foundation for the aid rehabilitation of child burn victims. Whether it's an e-book, a printed version, or the Audible, we'll send a dollar to the foundation for everyone that you purchase. Everybody has to have some help, you know what I mean, along the way. 46 after the hour. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. And I'll take a second for me to tell you that the reason we started, and you've heard this before, and I apologize for doing it so much, but we have a lot of new listeners to the program. So I want to tell you that we started these Medal of Honor tribute five, six, 7 years ago, because I think sometimes in our society we attach heroism, and we think that a lot of people are heroes that, in my personal judgment, are not. It doesn't keep you from being a hero if you are a rock star, a television star, a movie star, or a politician. To me, you are not necessarily a hero. Why don't we talk now to Craig? He's on calling on O'Neill Outside. You're on the air, Craig. Good morning.
Hey, O'Neill. This is Craig from Tata, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I want to know about your book. You know, I've been trying to get that book, but Amazon wants all my personal information, and I'm kind of skittish about that, being from the small woods.
I understand.
You said just then on the radio you can get it on the website now, where I go.
You can, yes, you can go to my website and order it there, and when you when you place that order with PayPal or however it is that you want to do it, I will sign the book for you and personalize it.
Well, that's my other question. I was wondering if old Gadabout might sign it too.
Oh, hey, when you do that, I'll get Gadabout Crabapple to sign it too. I promise.
I tell you, that was the best question I've heard in 20-something years of listening to you. I said, now I know that. I heard him say it. I listen every Saturday morning, no matter where I'm at, on the radio or streaming. Kind of aggravated with Sirius because I can't find it there, but one day I will. I still get them. But anyway, I know you got a lot of folks trying to squeeze in. We enjoy this show every Saturday.
Well, thank you very much. I will tell you that was a surprise to me also. I never, ever know what Milton Crabapple is going to talk about.
Well, I like old Milton. I've ordered some of his music, you know.
Oh, yes.
Time
he's always He's always a pleasure. Have a great weekend, pal. There you go. Let's see. It's 49 after the hour. We've got time for other calls here. I'll do that. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Woman Williams and I will not, she's not here this morning. She's sleeping in. We're traveling a little bit this week. So next week's program will be a replay of this week's program. Sometime we need to get away, and so we're taking a little family vacation. And I hope you don't mind. And quite frankly, the radio program is the same thing every week anyway, isn't it? Far and away. One of the things I would urge you for information about deer hunting, then be sure and get the Realtree Camo newsletter. It's very informative. Right now, let's talk to Russell is calling on O'Neill Outside. You're on the radio, Russell. Good morning. And Russell is on the radio, I hope. Good morning, Russell.
Yes. There good morning. How are you?
Good. How can I help you, sir? Hello, Russell. Did I lose Russell?
Trance, I can tell you anything you want to know about ocean fishing because that's what we do there.
Okay, but where?
It's around here. I can't seem to catch anything. Maybe you could give me some insight upon what to do.
In ocean fishing? Okay. Oh, freshwater fishing. I think, Russell, are you listening to the radio? I can't quite maintain the conversation if you're listening. Okay, there goes Russell. I evidently didn't have a good connection with Russell. It's 51 after the hour, but I think he wanted let's pick up on the subject. I couldn't tell if he wanted recommendations about ocean fishing or freshwater. But no matter what he wanted, I would tell you that if you are interested in saltwater fishing, whether it be the Georgia coast, throughout Florida, over to the Gulf Coast, and including the area in New Orleans, I'll make a couple of statements that I'll stick with. Number one, you don't have to go to Florida to catch tarpon. Tarpon fishing on the Georgia coast is outstanding in the summertime, like right now. And the man for you to call is... oh my goodness. The map is, just a minute. I'll get his name here. I'm losing it. The saltwater charter at Golden Isle Fishing Charters. Okay. Golden Isle Fishing Charters. And you can catch tarpon in the summertime on the Georgia coast. Absolutely. Secondly, the greatest inshore saltwater fishing destination to me in the entire coast of America is at Cajun Vista Lodge in Barataria, Louisiana. That's where the Mississippi River dumps into the Gulf. And over 60 million years of the Mississippi River dumping in so many nutrients and fertilizer, that's a 30-mile wide, 90-mile long, 4 feet deep nursery for growing fish, for redfish and for speckled trout. It's unmatched, and that's a fabulous destination for you to go in on the Gulf Coast and the Georgia coast for tarpon. So maybe that handles some of Russell's question, because in those cases, unless you're an experienced fisherman, salt water can be baffling. So you got to go for a guide first. And the Georgia coast at that location, and the Gulf Coast at Barataria, Louisiana, and Cajun Fishing Lodge. We'll be going there the first week of October this year. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. We'll be back for the conclusion of the program. Thank you.
Comfort and durability. Visit.
Oh, now. We gonna talk about this, Cindy.
Welcome back. I appreciate you joining us on the program this morning. A couple of things to correct here. I want to tell you that the guide that I'm recommending for the Georgia coast for summertime tarpon, which lasts about another 4 to 6 weeks, is Mark Noble, Golden Isle Fishing Charters. Mark Noble. He's a lifetime resident of St. Simon's Island. He fishes every single day, and I've never, ever had a trip with Mark Noble that wasn't super successful every time. If you go further down the coast to Jacksonville, I would urge you to call Jimmy Johnson at Amelia Island Fishing Charters. Amelia Island. Go out with him, and I would tell you that the greatest adventure with Jimmy Johnson is following the shrimp boats with heavy tackle, casting behind the shrimp boat after he passes. You'll hook up a 100-pound shark on every single cast. Now, we had a Facebook guy who called in and they wanted to know about black bear hunting in North Georgia. I don't hunt black bear in North Georgia, but I can tell you there are plenty of them. And it usually runs during the deer season. And just remember now, you can't bait bears. And you can't bait whitetail on wildlife management areas. Remember, breaking the law is up to you when you're an outdoorsman. There's no guy in a black and white shirt to throw a flag on you. It's a character builder. It's 59 after the hour. Gail and I will not be here next week. It'll be a replay of this program. I certainly, Paul and Alpharetta and the Medal of Honor. Let's see. Do I have? All right, quickly. Quickly,
hello.
Paul. Have I got time for you? I got 30 seconds.
Okay, good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Listen, I appreciate you doing that Medal of Honor thing, but I wanted to remind folks that the Medal of Honor Gallery and the U.S. Infantry Museum down by Fort Benning in Columbus, Georgia, is a gem for people to go look at and go visit. They can go in there into the Medal of Honor Gallery. It's like walking on hallowed ground. And
I believe that, too. Paul, I got to go. Be sure and call me back next week. This is O'Neill. And remember this, if you're too busy to go fishing and take a kid along, you're too...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.